Eric Epley is in charge of STRAC, the Southwest Texas Regional Advisory Council, and STRAC coordinates trauma care for 53 hospitals, 70 EMS agencies, and 14 Life Flight helicopters in a region of South Texas the size of West Virginia. He says we've seen the number of COVID cases doubling every week for the last 3 weeks, and the hospital system is reaching capacity.
If we were to continue to do that for the next week after that, the next weekend after that, that's going to be concerning. So I think we're a week to 2 weeks out from being in a really, really big crisis.
What might a really big crisis look like in Texas?
We're going to have to transfer people and load balance to all over the state and, you know, maybe out of the state. I mean, we're going to have additional capability at alternate care sites and those kind of things. I mean, that's several weeks away, but those are real possibilities.
Epley says the number of beds aren't the biggest problem. They're building bed capacity across the state with surge capacity available in places like Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio and NRG Stadium in Houston. The biggest problem is finding people to put around those beds. You need critical care experts, including nurses, and you need a lot of them.
And to that end, we've asked the state of Texas to assist us with additional critical care and emergency nursing, and they're responding to that very well.
Epley says the state has sent 150 extra nurses so far to this 22-county region, and that means more beds are available now than were available last week. Even so, with numbers rising as rapidly as they have been, Epley says Texas hospitals won't be able to keep it up if Texans don't do their part, wear masks, and keep their distance. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.